To you by remote, I'm Gene Randall. There has been a meeting of Chinese and Indian defense ministers in Moscow on the rising tensions along their disputed border in the Himalayas. A June confrontation in the eastern Ladakh region killed 20 Indian soldiers. India's defense chief, Rajnath Singh, said his meeting with Chinese Wei Fenghe lasted about 2 hours, but gave no details. It was the first direct high-level contact between the two nations in their months-long border standoff. India earlier this week said its soldiers had thwarted provocative movements by Chinese troops, while Beijing accused India of making frontier threats. A gas pipeline explosion near a mosque in Bangladesh overnight killed 13 people and injured 30 as worshippers were about to end their prayers. The blast, which fire service officials suspect was caused by a gas leak, occurred just outside the capital, Dhaka. Dozens were rushed to the city's state-run specialized burn and plastic surgery hospital. Reports indicate those who died included at least one child. Authorities said the gas, which had accumulated in the mosque, likely triggered the tragedy. Authorities have launched an investigation. Here in the U.S., there is continuing fallout over President Donald Trump's alleged put-down of American service members who have been killed in action. The Atlantic Monthly, in a story with unnamed sources, said Mr. Trump referred to U.S. military members buried in France as losers. He also allegedly used the term suckers. Mr. Trump angrily denies it and says no president has done as much for the military as he has. Mr. Trump's November opponent in his bid for re-election, former Vice President Joe Biden, issued a biting critique, saying if true, the Atlantic article shows Donald Trump is unfit to be the nation's commander-in-chief. There is a stark prediction from the University of Washington's Health Institute, the warning that U.S. deaths from the coronavirus could reach 410,000 by the end of the year, more than double the current toll. That lives lost could reach 3,000 per day in December. This is VOA News. President Trump is urging people to practice social distancing over the Labor Day holiday to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Health experts have expressed major fears that ignoring such things as face masks over the holiday weekend could have serious consequences. According to Johns Hopkins University, the coronavirus has so far claimed 875,000 lives worldwide, with 26.6 million infections. The top four fatality counts, almost 188,000 here in the U.S., 125,000 in Brazil, 69,000 in India, and 66,000 in Mexico. Combined cases in those four countries, nearly 15 million. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, is being criticized for suggesting that people should have a choice whether or not to take a coronavirus vaccine, arguing against making shots mandatory. The state governor of Sao Paulo, for one, told the Associated Press that immunization should not be viewed as a personal decision, that it should be obligatory except in special cases. In Argentina, six members of the national rugby team have tested positive for COVID-19. The country's rugby union says all six are asymptomatic and have been placed in isolation. The announcement casts strong doubt on whether the four-nation rugby championship will take place. Involved are Argentina, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa. There was a COVID-19 lockdown protest today in Australia's pandemic hotspot, Melbourne, the capital of Victoria, and Australia's second largest city. There were 15 arrests. The ironic backdrop, a gradual improvement in preventing new cases in Victoria after nearly 5 weeks of restrictions in Melbourne. About 200 protesters rallied with chants of freedom and human rights matter, surrounded by swarms of police. State Premier Daniel Andrews told the news conference, quote, "It is not safe, it is not smart, it is not lawful. In fact, it is absolutely selfish for people to be out there protesting." Victoria reported 76 new COVID-19 infections and 11 deaths today. Tomorrow, Andrews is due to outline plans for easing Melbourne's pandemic restrictions, which shut down large parts of the economy, required everyone to stay home except for essential business, and imposed a nighttime curfew. The coronavirus death toll in Australia is just under 750, with a case count of some 26,000. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran continues to increase its stockpile of enriched uranium in violation of limitations set in the landmark 2015 nuclear deal between Tehran and six world powers. In a confidential document distributed to member countries, the Associated Press says, according to the UN watchdog group, Iran, as of August, had stockpiled 2.32 tons of low-enriched uranium, up from 1.73 tons last reported in May. Iran signed the nuclear deal with the United States, Germany, France, Britain, China, and Russia. The U.S. abandoned the agreement in 2018. More news online at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
It's on.